I'm going to begin this morning by reciting a poem by Wendell Berry. This poem is about a person lying in bed trying to fall asleep. And as you listen, I wonder if you might hear echoes of your own experience at times. The poem begins, "A man is lying on a bed in a small room in the dark. Weary and afraid, he prays for courage to sleep, to wake and work again. He doubts that waking when he wakes will recompense his sleep. His prayers lean upward on the dark and fall like flares from a catastrophe. He is a man breathing the fear of hopeless prayer, prayed in hope. He breathes the prayer of his fear that gives a light by which he sees only himself lying in the dark, a low mound asking almost nothing at all." I wonder if some of us might sometimes resonate with this man who lies weary and afraid on a bed in the dark, praying prayers that seem to go up only to fall like flares from a catastrophe. Hopeless prayers prayed in hope. Prayers that are sometimes little more than sighs too deep for words. Prayers, perhaps, for that seemingly unattainable peace with the stranger lying next to us in bed. Prayers, perhaps, of longing for the relief from the constant pressures we're under during the day and that follow us even into these quiet moments in the dark. Perhaps prayers of tears, simply weeping the fact that we don't feel good enough and we don't know why. Weary and afraid, praying for courage to sleep, doubting that when we wake again, things will be much better. But that is not all there is. Wendell Berry, who has seen much of the despair of the world, has also experienced the unimagined grace that keeps the world and preserves it even in its madness. His poem does not end here, with this low mound lying in the dark, asking almost nothing at all. It continues, "And then, long yet before dawn, comes what he had not thought. Love that causes him to stir, like the dead in the grave, being remembered. His own love or heaven's, he does not know. But now it is all around him. It comes down upon him, like a summer rain falling slowly, quietly in the dark." Sometimes, in moments when we feel only despair for ourselves and for the world, it seems almost too much to hope for grand things like peace and wholeness and healing and justice. And yet, sometimes while we are lying there in the dark, a low mound asking almost nothing at all. Sometimes there comes just a glimpse of what we had not thought, a love that causes us to stir, a peace that comes from nowhere inside ourselves, a rest that we could not ask for or imagine. Dare we believe in and hope for this possibility, however remote? Well, whether we can believe in it or not, this unthought love that causes us to stir, this hope that gives shape to our dull, ambiguous longings, even as it dispels them from our midst, well, this is precisely what Jesus is naming in this classic passage from John's Gospel this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Before we can even name fully what it is we think we need, God in Christ comes to us, being lifted up on the cross, put on full display to reveal not only the gravity of our brokenness and sin, but to mark the sign of victory over the powers that hold us captive and keep us enslaved to death. This is the most definitive judgment of the world. It is our redemption, our salvation. And he beckons us to lift up our eyes upon him, to trust in this definitive action for our healing. You see, this word, this proclamation of God's only Son sent into the world that those who believe in him may experience the life of the age to come, this is much more than a sort of arbitrary passcode to get into an abstract heaven. And it is much more than simply a disposition or a feeling that God has for his creation. What Jesus is describing here in John chapter 3 is really the heart of the gospel. It is God's definitive action on behalf of a world desperately in need of restoration and wholeness. This is a world racked by violence, by corruption, by deeply broken sexual relationships of all types. It's a world of skyrocketing depression, anxiety, and addictions, loneliness and isolation among young and old alike, across the demographic spectrum. And all of this so often leaves us lying awake at night, weary and afraid, breathing half-formed prayers to who knows who. And God so loved this world, this broken, bruised, sinful, hurting world, that he didn't just stand by scolding us for our unfaithfulness, shaking his head at our inability to live up to our promises, leaving us to wallow in our addictions and our laziness and our bitter hatred. No. God so loved the world that he came to us in the person of Jesus Christ to set all things right. This is the judgment, Jesus says. The light has come into the world to scatter the darkness from our midst. This one has come and has shined his light into all the world, that whoever believes in him, whoever lifts up their eyes to see this one given for our salvation, whoever takes the risk to let the darkness of their hearts be exposed to the light of his love on the cross, whoever does this will find themselves not condemned, but saved. Given this unimaginable action of God in Christ, the light coming to shine in our darkness and usher us into his peace, given this reality, we don't have to fear the darkness that resides in and around us, that often leaves us feeling alone, weary, and afraid. Given this unthought love that comes to us in Christ, our biggest problem is not that we are broken or sinful, that we have baggage. No, rather the problem comes when these things lead us to fearfully shrink away from the light. This light that has come into the world precisely to heal these things in us. The problem comes when we think that this light shines only to condemn us and not to save us. To be sure, it is sometimes dreadful to be exposed to the light when our lives are unresolved and broken as they are. But the paradox of the gospel is that we aren't able to know the gravity of our brokenness except in the light of Christ. And yet in that same light is where we see our brokenness healed, and the darkness inside of us transformed. Because God has so loved the world, we needn't be afraid of the darkness in our lives any longer. Rather, even in the darkest of nights, we can rest in and trust that long yet before dawn has come what we had not thought. A love that causes us to stir like the dead in the grave, reminding us who we are and covering us all around like summer rain, falling slowly, quietly in the dark.